From the Sky News Centre at 6, the campaign group Detention Action claims it was only a matter of time before someone else would die attempting to illegally cross the English Channel. A 16-year-old boy, believed to be Sudanese, was found dead on a French beach this morning after his boat capsized. Another person he was with survived. Volunteer sea rescuer Rob Jenkins says no one would try to make the crossing unless they were desperate.
Every single person that I have come across in this situation is fleeing from something really horrific. If he's coming from South Sudan, he will have been on a horrible journey. He will have been exposed to some of the most unpleasant sides of humanity.
812 new positive cases of coronavirus have been recorded in the UK. That's down from over 1,000 yesterday. Another 16 people have died with COVID-19. The government's looking at a testing scheme at Heathrow Airport, which could mean travellers don't have to isolate for a full 14 days if they come back from high-risk countries. But the initiative needs the approval of the government before it can begin in the UK. Commuters face a 1.6% rise in rail fares next year, and under a rule that pegs the increase to the latest inflation figure. But with fewer people using trains, campaigners think the whole system needs a rethink. Serena Wiegmann believes she'll be working with a world-class team when she takes over as England women's head coach in September 2021. She'll replace Phil Neville after leading the Netherlands at the Tokyo Olympics next summer. Wiegmann is excited to guide England into a home European Championship in 2022.
First of all, England, of course, is the cradle of football. They've done really well. There's a great potential in England. There's so many players that are so talented. And with the Dutch, and I can finish with the Dutch, which was very important for me.
And that's the latest. I'm Simon English.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hello everybody, this is Ella Webb in the studio with World Wide Web at Phoenix 98FM. Thank you Ian Lee with the show before me. Next, the first song this week, as always, is Umbrella by Rihanna featuring Jay-Z.
Rihanna, good girl going bad. Take three, action. No clouds in my stones. Let it rain, I hide your plane in the bank. Coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefellers, we fly higher than weather. And cheap vibes are better, you know me. In anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back. With Little Miss Sunshine, Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. With you I'll always share. Because when the sunshine we shine together. Told you I'll be here forever. Said I'll always be your friend. Took an oath, promise to get out to the end. Under my umbrella, Ella, Ella, eh,
Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
Yep, that's right, Abacus Shutters. Sponsor my show? Yes. I'm back in the studio again every Wednesday. It's me. Every Wednesday, 6 to 7 p.m.
And here we are.
World Wide Web. Yeah, and here we are. So, our main story this week, as you may already know, the government has announced plans to reopen schools. So the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, has said that getting students back into classrooms is a national priority as schools reopen or prepare to reopen across the UK. So I'm supposed to go back 2 weeks on Monday.
Mm.
My brother's supposed to go back on 2 weeks on Friday. So, yeah, Friday. So we are going back. But what most people are asking is, how is it going to be? How are they going to lay the tables out? There's pictures of children at tables with X's but on part of the desks. But they're still opposite each other. So how is it going to work, especially in primary schools and secondary schools? How is it going to work, like seating?
How are you going to space out?
Yeah, exactly. So when will schools reopen? So there are different plans for when and how schools will reopen across England, Northern Ireland, Scotland and Wales. In Scotland, schools reopened on the 11th of August. Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, has said that she expects everyone to be back in class by the 18th of August at the latest. In Northern Ireland, some groups of students will be allowed back into classrooms on the 24th of August. Schools will then fully start to reopen at the start of the autumn term in September. That is also when schools are expected to reopen again for all students in England and Wales. So the start of my autumn term would be 2 weeks on Monday.
Yeah.
And then the same for my brother, but on the Friday. So what will lessons be like, people have asked. Individual classes or whole year groups may be kept apart during the school days in bubbles. This is to limit the number of people from a different household with whom each pupil comes into contact with. Different schools will group students in different ways, depending on the layout of their building and the number of students. In class, teachers and students are expected to keep 2 metres apart where possible. There will also be new hygiene rules. Schools must provide hand sanitizer and make sure that classrooms are frequently cleaned. I remember before we went into lockdown and couldn't go to school. My school had one hand sanitizer thing right at the entrance, which we're not allowed to go through unless we're coming in to the school that day. It's by the reception desk, and then there's the doors. So, and that was the only one. There wasn't any like by the lunch hall or stuff like that. We were expected to carry our own during the day, and then it was only when we left, got into the school, where we could sanitize our hands.
But so, then obviously, when all this started and you were still at school, I don't think anybody at that point really knew the scale of what we were dealing with.
Yeah.
Other than the people that were panic buying all the hand sanitizers, meaning that you couldn't actually have too many anyway.
And toilet roll.
Yeah.
Yes. So, if there isn't, what if there is another lockdown? People are also asking, which is which is an interesting question. Like, what would happen? So, Johnson has said that if possible, he wants schools in England to remain open even if there is a local lockdown in their area. He said that it is our mortal duty as a country.
Moral, not mortal.
A moral duty as a country to get pupils back into the classrooms. If schools must close, he says, they should be among the last places to do so, after shops and restaurants. Wasn't that like that before we had the lockdown? I'm pretty sure schools were the last place to shut. Because I remember like teachers in school would come in and students would ask, oh, what's like work going to be like? What are we going to have to do if the school goes into lockdown? We can't come in. And a couple of teachers were going, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. Well, it did, didn't it?
That's what I mean. But we didn't really know at that point in time. Nobody knew.
No. So schools will be expected to have a plan in place in case this happens. Students should not come into school if they have coronavirus symptoms. However, if there is an outbreak at the school, staff will contact local health officials. Everyone from the affected class will be tested for coronavirus, and the authorities will see how many of them have the illness before deciding whether the whole school should close. So it depends on how many people have it in the school. So if maybe only two people have it, then I don't think they'll shut it. But maybe if at least half a class have it, then it's a bit different.
Yeah, and the difficulty is going to be as we go through autumn and we start getting into winter and it gets colder and people get colds and people just start sneezing because, hey, they've got a cold and they're sneezing, then people are going to say, oh, hang on, is that COVID?
Yeah.
Should you be here? Should you not be here? And schools are probably going to be obliged to let you not go into school just because you've got a cold.
Or a headache, because headache's one of the symptoms.
Yeah, but you can't spread a headache. Whereas if you sneeze on somebody...
Put your head on someone, here's my headache. So, are schools safe to attend, people have also asked. Findings from a study by Public Health England, PHE, a government agency, found little evidence that the virus spreading in schools. This is based on tests in about 100 English schools after they reopened to some age groups in June. However, a senior health minister has warned that the research is still work in progress. So they don't know. I think primary schools are less at risk because they're younger. And even like when you go into shops, they say people over a certain age have to wear face masks. Isn't it like 5 or 3? One of those ages.
Something like that. 5, I think, yeah.
Yeah. So I think primary schools are less at risk. Where secondary schools, where there's people from about 13 up to sixth form, then they're more at risk. They're more like the adulty age.
Yeah. The challenge is that you can tell a 13-year-old to stay away,
you can,
2 metres away from other 13-year-olds. Whereas, and this is why certainly at sports level and, you know, the very young age groups, the older age groups have started first, but the younger age groups haven't been able to because it's harder to keep 3, 4, 5-year-olds away from each other because they just don't understand.
Get
it.
Yeah. It's just like it's quite hard for some people who had their children in, say, reception, trying to homeschool them because that was the ages that you're learning how to read, you're learning how to write, and that sort of thing. You can teach that to your children at home, like reading books and outlining letters, but it's quite hard. It's not the sort of thing that you can just leave your child to do it. Say for two working parents, they're both having to try and work. They're an only child, and one of the adults has got to try and look after the younger child.
That's it.
And make sure they're doing the right thing. It must have been quite hard.
Yeah, and that's the indirect effect as well. You know, everyone thinks about the children's education, which is absolutely of paramount importance. Yeah. But and that's one of the main drivers for getting children back into school.
I also think that's why reception was one of the years which went back earlier, because it was harder for parents to homeschool the children because of what they had to do and how hard it would have been.
Very possibly, yeah.
Yes. So that was all the main story.
Wow.
Wow, yes.
Heavy.
Yes. But it was a good thing because people have asked those questions, like, what's it going to be like? Well, if there is another spike, what's going to happen with schools?
Yeah, well, in a couple of weeks' time, you'll be able to tell us what it is like.
Yes, sadly.
Boy, I can see the way you dance and move that body. I know it's crazy, but I feel like you could be the one that I've been chasing in my dreams. Boy, I can see you're looking at me like you want it. Well, usually I'm like whatever, but tonight the way you're moving got me with my mind.
It started when I looked in her eyes. I got ghosts and I'm like, bailemos, hey. La noche está para un reggaeton lento. Esos que no se bailan hace tiempo. Yo solo la miré, me gustó, me pegué, la invité y bailé.
Baby boy, just had to dance with you now. See, there's nobody in here that comes close to you, no. Your hands are on my waist, my lips you wanna taste. Come whip it, then whip it, then whip it, yeah.
Our bodies on fire, we're full of desire. If you feel what I feel, throw your hands up higher. And to all the ladies all around the world, go ahead and whip it, then whip it, then whip it. It started when I looked in her eyes. I got close and I'm like, bailemos, hey. La noche está para un reggaeton lento. Besos que no se bailan hace tiempo. Yo solo lo miré, me gustó, me pegué, lo invité. Bailemos, yeah. Sin la vida sin un reggaeton lento. Just get a little closer, baby, let go.
Do you know I like it when you take it to the floor? I know you like to sing it on lento. This ain't stopping, baby, till I say so. Come get some more.
Boy, I wish that this could last forever. Cause every second by your side is heaven. Oh, come give me that boom, 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 boom. I tell ya, baby, you give me hot to. Love me, make me sick, you my doctor. Don't you know your pain on fire tonight? Can we get it right here on my table?
It started when I looked in her eyes. I got ghosts and I'm like, bailemos, hey. La noche está para un reggaeton lento. Besos que no se bailan hace tiempo. Y solo lo miré, me gustó, me pegué.
Está para un reggaeton lento. De eso que no se bailan hace tiempo.
It started when I looked in her eyes. I got close and I'm like,
bailemos, eh. So now we dancing on reggaeton lento. Just get a little closer, baby, let go.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Next up on World Wide Web, we have, after a little bit of Little Mix there for you, we have got this week's Around the World update. And what does that mean, Around the World? Yep, Around the World by Daft Punk.
Cheeky.
My backing song, yes. So, our first story this week is volunteers clean up oil. So volunteers in Mauritius, an island in the Indian Ocean, are racing to clean up an oil spill. They are filling sacks with straw to try and absorb the oil. Which is actually, at least someone's trying to help the oil. So the oil spill.
Yeah, it's important.
Yes. So they're trying to absorb the oil, which is leaking from a ship that crashed into a coral reef on the 25th of July. The remains stuck here. Remains stuck there. It is thought this ship was carrying about, 4,000 tons of oil when it ran aground. And about 1,000 tons of had already leaked into the sea and is damaging the environment. There is fear the ship could break apart and release more oil. Specialist crews from Japan and France are on their way to help with the cleanup. So at least someone is trying to help with the cleanup, not just like, if you spill some water, just like, I spilled some water. At least people are racing, because this is what like people are trying to get people to, like, other people to do. Just like, if there's an oil spill, you need to clean it up because it's harming the environment in the sea.
Yeah. It's a bit different to just, like, you know,
spilling some water,
dropping a can of Coke at home or something.
You would clean that up.
Anyway.
Yeah, next one.
Now, we are flying west to Mali on the west of Africa, where a plan has been announced to save some of the most important cultural sites. And they've dedicated £750,000, which sounds like a lot of money, but actually, bearing in mind the scale of this this operation that they're looking at, there's an area called the Cliff of Bandiagara, which is huge. It's 400,000 hectare in size, which includes 289 little villages, which are basically built into the side of the cliff. And they're the UN or UNESCO, UN Educational Science and Cultural Organization, is restoring buildings and helping traditional communities to keep going.
Yes.
That's a beautiful looking place. Yes. You should Google it, anyone listening. It looks like a whole load of lovely little sandcastles on the side of a cliff.
Yes, it does. And our last story this week. Sailors rescued from remote island. Three sailors have been rescued from an uninhabited island in the Pacific Ocean after writing SOS in the sand. The sailors were on a small boat that ran out of fuel, leaving them adrift 125 miles from where they had set off. They were stranded on an island for 3 days until search aircraft spotted their message and boats sent to pick them up.
That's so good. I'm so glad that actually happens and not just in cartoons.
And not just in movies.
Yeah.
Yes, it actually works. Write SOS in the sand if you're stuck anywhere and they'll come find you.
There you go.
After three days, which happened to them. So, our Around the World update for this week. What do you think of them stories?
Different,
yeah.
Bit of a usual kind of blend of culture.
Yes.
Craziness.
And interestingness.
Yeah, interestingness, good word.
Information.
Yeah.
It's very informative.
There you go, that's the whole idea.
That's
what the show's all about.
Yeah, that's what World Wide Web's about.
Yeah.
Information. Serious stories, funny stories. Some which give you loads of information which you need to know.
Yeah.
Some which just give you information which you don't really need to know. But that's what we're about here. Yeah. Our next song this week is Demons by Imagine Dragons.
When the days are cold and the cards all fold and the saints we see are all made of gold. When your dreams all fail and the wounds we heal are the worst of all and the bloods run stale. I wanna hide the truth, I wanna shelter. Don't wanna let you down, but I
across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I'm just praying you can figure this out. When there's nothing left, you know I'll still be around. And if all of this is dragging you under, I'll remind you of the wilderness wonder. I'm just praying we can figure this out. These better dreams, they seem to last. And even though it's in the past, I know it's hard for you to talk. Can't imagine everything you've been through. You've taken the bad times and made them good. Cause when everything is dragging me under, you remind me of the wilderness wonder. And I'm just glad that we have figured this out. These better dreams, they seem to last. And even though it's in the past, I know it's hard for you to talk.
Wait for You and Demons by Imagine Dragons here on Phoenix 98 FM. So next up on World Wide Web, we have our Real or Rubbish food talk story. So, which is coding new chocolate chips? What? So,
Sounds dubious already.
Yes. An industrial engineer in the state of California is building a better way to make chocolate chips. Remy Labsker is an engineer at electric car company Tesla, but also works for Dandelion Chocolate. Okay.
Interesting combination.
Yes. Where he is mostly paid in chocolate. This company makes and sells chocolate chips that claims to be the best available because they are designed by Labisquare using computers. These chips are shaped in a flattened pyramid that with thick middles and thin edges and created to melt at the right rate. Is this story real or a melting mess of lies? What do you think, Daddy?
I'm not convinced about that. That sounds a little bit suspicious to me. Apart from anything, I don't know why you'd bother.
Why?
I mean, well, yeah, chocolate buttons, they work.
True.
I mean, they're not flat pyramid, they're flat discs, but they're slightly raised in the middle.
Yeah.
So I would imagine that they melt at the right rate.
Yeah.
But then again, this is Tesla, I suppose, probably Tesla-led and financed. And that's Elon Musk, isn't it? Ooh. He's at the helm of that, so he's got far too much money.
Well, what do you think? You've got the song Say So by Doja Cat. to think whether you think it's real or rubbish. It was sung by Doja Cat. Say so. What do you think? Is it real? Or is it just a whole load of rubbish and it's not true at all?
Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
Say So by Doja Cat. That should have given you enough time to think whether the chocolate chip story was real or it was just a whole load of rubbish. So, what did you think, my co-host? Did you think it was real listening to the story?
I thought it was rubbish, but it's also given me enough time to Google it, and I cannot believe... Well, I've already put my cards on the table. Can't believe it's true.
Yes, so it is real. Dandelion says it took years to perfect the chocolate chips. They aren't cheap, though. Prices start at about £23 for a 500-gram bag.
Right, okay. Don't think I'll bother. I'll stick to chocolate buttons, thank you.
Yes.
Giant chocolate buttons, if you please.
Yes. But I think they were made... Well, if that story is completely real, there's no little bits of rubbish in there. It was made by someone from Tesla, and Teslas are a bit expensive. So, yes. Yeah. So it is real. Anyone who said rubbish, sadly, it's not rubbish. But well done if you said real, because it did sound a bit rubbish just by listening to it. So next up on Phoenix 98FM World Wide Web, we have this week's two little stories. So the first one, fans want Goose as city's new mayor. So residents in the city of Mortjoy in Canada are campaigning to make a pet goose their mayor. Excuse me? A pet goose your mayor? Are you sure about that? Well, yes.
Doesn't say much for the other candidates, does it?
No. Steve the Goose earned his new fame after a dramatic escape from a fox. The bird was plucked from his owner's garden and carried away within a cunning fox's mouth. To his owner's surprise, Steve returned home the next day. There is now Steve the Goose for Mayor merchandise available online.
No. I mean, this
is... What's he done apart from get not be eaten by a fox? Like, what else has he done? Has he, like...
Not been eaten at Christmas either.
Yeah. Has he congratulated people for doing well in their A-levels? No.
No.
Has he kept his town in lockdown, made sure no one was going out? Probably not. So what else has he done? We need more to this story. We need more. Why else? Is it just because he hasn't been eaten by a fox?
Maybe it's just the fact that the other candidates are that hopeless that the population just think, no, we can't possibly vote for them. We'd rather vote for a goose.
Well, that was nice for the other people. Just think they want to choose a goose over me.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's just like, you know, it's not a great thing. Probably shouldn't be running then if they want to choose a goose over you. And our...
Mind you, let's face it, the country's run by Donald Trump, so...
True. Yes. And our second little story this week is cat rescued three times in a row. One day. Not even like 3 days, like once every day, in one day.
Keep it in.
Yeah, just like, just stay indoors. You get stuck one time. You need to get rescued one time, then just stay indoors. Don't go out again. So, a kitten in Norfolk was rescued from 3 vehicles in a single day. Vehicles as well. Just like, if you're going to get stuck somewhere, not in a vehicle.
Up a tree or something.
Yeah, get up a tree, not in a
vehicle. Old school.
Yes. The rescue took several hours, and the rescuers had to take apart all 3 vehicles. The cat first hid in a car, which was taken to a garage where its wheels were removed, so the rescuers could reach inside the engine. The kitten then escaped into an engine of another car in the garage. Then it dashed under a van from the RSPCA. Finally, the firefighters managed to catch the kitten before it escaped again. I wonder if you hadn't have caught it, I wonder how many times it would have actually escaped.
You'd be like, do you know what? Whatever. Go on, it'll climb out eventually.
Yeah. So I'm just going to leave you there. You've got stuck so many times, you probably know how to get out now. Like, we've shown you how. Now just get out yourself. I wonder how many times the cat would have, if it could, have got stuck in a car.
Oh, it kept going and going, just...
Probably thought
madness.
It was funny.
Madness.
It probably thought it was funny, but then for the firefighters who had to come rescue the cat every time, probably just like, this isn't funny anymore. We're trying to... At least the cars were in a garage, though. Not just, like, parked along the edge of the road. And then someone come back and the firefighters going, sorry, we've got to take apart your car because there's a cat in it.
Yeah.
At least they were in a garage where they had to be taken apart anyway. So... That was good.
So your little stories this week, both of them could have qualified for real or rubbish.
Yeah.
They're that bonkers.
Yes. And they're both about animals this week. How funny is that? Both about animals.
How about that?
What about a goose running for mayor? Because everyone else is probably rubbish. Because people are choosing a goose over people. And a kitten which has nothing else to do in lockdown that wants to just get stuck in cars. Don't take a hint, guys. Don't go and hide in cars because you're bored. Because a kitten, maybe it was a bit funny. But a human probably would be like, why are you in the car?
Get out.
Just get out the car.
We've already taken you out of 2 cars. Don't get in a third.
Yes. So, interesting stories for this week. I think we might do a third one, actually. We have a bit more time.
Okay. What have you got?
This week, we have got Japan's giant robot takes its first steps.
How giant is giant? I want to know.
Well, it's 18 metres tall.
18 metres?
Yes.
And this thing can walk?
Yep.
That's quite scary, actually.
So, a factory in Japan has been building the world's tallest human-shaped robot, and it is almost finished. The engineers recently showed a video of the 18-metre-tall robot lifting and lowering its legs in preparation for October, when it is to be complete. The robot will be placed in a pier in the Japanese capital of Tokyo for 12 months once it has been finished. The creation is modelled on a robot from a science fiction series. But that it's 18 metres tall. Isn't that a bit scary, and it can walk? If it takes its first steps. What if it malfunctions and all of a sudden just stands on someone's house?
Mm.
It's like, excuse me. It kind of looks, it's probably something from, it looks like something from, what's it called?
Transformers. Yeah, it's not. That's what I thought. And I've just had a look, and it's apparently a huge Gundam robot, which is, or was, a popular fictional robot that appeared in 50 TV series and movies since 1979.
Wow.
Well,
but it's
18
metres tall.
Yeah. But I'm sure Transformers must have been based on this because the resemblance is uncanny.
If you search up Japan's giant robot, and if you look at its head, it looks, and then take a picture of it and look at like, a Transformer head, they look very similar, and like, the body of it and the shape of it looks a lot like a Transformer.
It does. I've got a question, though.
Why? What? Why?
Well, that was my question. Why? Why build a 60-foot robot? What is that going to achieve?
And it's only
going to
be up for 12 months. What's the point of it? Then you've got to take it all apart.
Are there not more important things to spend money on? That must have cost millions.
Yeah. So why don't you spend the money trying to find a vaccine for the coronavirus instead of just going, right, we're bored. Let's make an 18-metre-tall robot. So...
Genius, well done. Yeah.
Genius, why?
Let's not put those millions of pounds to good use.
No.
Let's build a big toy instead.
Yeah, but I don't even think you can get inside it. It'd be cool if it could transform, though. Like, it was a transformer, because then it means that someone could buy it, like a millionaire, could buy it and actually have it as a car. And then when they're bored, they just have it as a transformer and talk to it like in Bumblebee.
But then what are they going to do with it?
Talk to it.
It's 60 foot tall.
Talk to it. Climb it.
Hmm. It will only go wrong.
Yeah. It probably will. It will probably malfunction and then stand on someone's car or house or someone. Because it's 18 metres. How tall? Think of a building which is 18 metres tall. And we can compare it to that.
Well, to give you an idea.
Yeah. Thanks.
Its hand. So from the end of its fingertip to its wrist.
Yeah.
Its hand is 6.5 feet long.
What?
That's just to give you. So
that's
that,
two
its
meters.
Hand is
about 2 meters.
Yeah, his hand is bigger than me.
Wow. Search up a building which is 18 meters tall. We can compare it to that. Some of the listeners can compare it. Or is that, why?
60 feet is probably about, I don't know. It's probably, I mean, it's probably a townhouse. It's probably a three-story house, is it? Something like that?
Probably.
Maybe a bit more than that. Maybe four stories. So it's like, it's probably 1.5 of your average house. It's that big.
Wow. Probably. Well, how, it's not the size of the Eiffel Tower.
No. No, that's a lot taller.
That's a lot taller. Half of that?
Don't know. I wonder how high the... Why are we going to France again? I was going to say the Arc de Triomphe.
Big Ben.
I don't know. Let's... Give me a moment. Give me about 3 minutes.
We will play one of our songs, and then we'll come back just before our second song, as this is another double song, and we can compare it to another building. Next song is Bang Bang by Jessie J, featuring Ariana Grande and Nicki Minaj.
Bang, bang into the room. I know you want it. Bang, bang all over you. in the bottle, it's Nicki, full throttle, it's oh, oh. Swimming in the grotto, we winning in the lotto, we dipping in the pot of blue flow. So, getting so good, it's dripping, I don't would get a ride in that engine that could go. Batman robbing it, bang, bang, cocking it, Queen Nicki dominant, prominent. It's me, Jesse, and Ari. If they test me, they sorry. Riders up like a Harley, then pull off in this Ferrari. If he hanging, we banging. Phone ringing, he slanging. It ain't karaoke night, but get the mic, cause I'm singing. G to the A, to the N to the G. Hey.
See anybody coming up to you? You need a bag out of on your mind.
Okay.
Is Phoenix 98 FM.
That was Castles by Frida Ridings and Bang Bang by Jessie J featuring Ariana Grande and Nicki Minaj. We couldn't find any buildings which were 18 meters tall.
No, but
if you wait, if you have or you can, make sure you message us in either on Instagram at worldwide_web_phoenix_FM or on Twitter at web_worldwide with any of yours. And the best one will get a shout out on the show next week. So make sure you do it.
Okay.
What are you going to say?
What am I going to say?
What are you going to say?
What do you want? Well, I couldn't find a building, but I did find an 18 metre tall rubber duck. If that's any use. No?
Let me think about
okay.
it.
It's a sculpture, floating sculpture designed by Dutch artist Florentine Hoffman.
Okay.
And have appeared, I mean, this is a few years ago, I think it was about 2013, appeared, just like that, in Hong Kong, Pittsburgh, Toronto, Baku, Sydney, and obviously Beijing.
Yeah.
You know, because China would want to get in on the act as well.
On the rubber duck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. Not a building, rubber duck.
No. But that's all from me this week. But I will leave you in the capable hands of Andy Gilson and the Orient Hour. I'll be back next week with more from the Week Junior. And remember, new week, new news on World Wide Web. Have a lovely evening. Stay safe. Goodbye.
World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
Told them your dreams and they all started laughing. I guess you're out of your mind till it actually happens. I'm the small town, one in 7 billion. Why can't it be me? They told me I was out there, tried to knock me down. Took those sticks and stones, showed them I could build a house. They tell me that I'm crazy, but I'll never let them change me. So they cover me in daisies, daisies, daisies. They said I'm going nowhere, trying to get me out. Took those sticks and stones, showed them I could build a house. They tell me that I'm crazy, but I'll never let them change me. So they cover me in daisies, daisies, daisies. When did we all stop believing in magic? Why did we put all our hopes in a box in the attic? I'm the long shot, I'm the Hail Mary. Why can't it be me? They told me I was out there, tried to knock me down. Took those sticks and stones, showed them I could build a house. They tell me that I'm crazy, but I'll never let them change me. So they cover me in daisies, daisies, daisies. They said I'm going nowhere, trying to get me out. Took those sticks and stones, showed them I could build a house. They tell me that I'm crazy, but I'll never let them change me. So they cover me in daisies, daisies. Seven billion, why can't it be me? They told me I was out there, trying to knock me down. Took those sticks and stones, I could build a house. They tell me that I'm crazy, never let them change me. Cover me in daisies, daisies, daisies. They said I'm going nowhere, trying to get me out. Took those sticks and stones, I could build a house. They tell me that I'm crazy.
My fault, I'm sorry. I can see my own. my home.